I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli air raids targeted the Al-Fakura school run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Jabalia refugee camp and another school in Tal al-Zatar in northern Gaza, resulting in numerous Palestinian casualties. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported at least 50 people killed in the Al-Fakura school attack and stated that hundreds were killed and injured in both incidents. The attacks, which occurred as people sought shelter from ongoing Israeli assaults, led to significant casualties, with rescue efforts ongoing as individuals used shovels and bare hands to extract victims from the rubble. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you are not alone.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%. The economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillon predicts a potential period of deflation in the U.S. food industry after 3 years of price increases. Studies reveal a 25% surge in food prices since the pandemic's onset in 2020. McMillon anticipates lower prices in the coming weeks and months, possibly leading to a deflationary environment. Recent data from the U.S. Department of Labor indicates a 3% rise in overall food prices from October 2022, while staples like bacon, seafood, and eggs have experienced recent price drops. With no winners after Wednesday's drawing, Saturday's Powerball jackpot rose to an estimated $280 million with a cash option of $128.6 million. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Turkey prices have decreased just in time for Thanksgiving, but industry reports indicate that some side dishes and desserts might be a little bit more expensive this year.
The American Farm Bureau Federation revealed that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost $61.17, or just under $6.20 per person. This reflects a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high of $64.05, but is still 25% higher than the cost in 2019. The survey notes a 16-pound turkey will cost $27.35, down 5.6% from the previous year. However, the survey also reports a 2-4% increase in average prices for frozen dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, and carrot and celery veggie trays. I'm John Schaefer.
Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spreading through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. Former First Lady Rosalind Carter is receiving hospice care at home.
Family members say she and former President Jimmy Carter, who is 99, are spending time with each other. Rosalind Carter diagnosed with dementia back in May. They are the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history. They celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th.
Rosalind Carter is 96 years old. That is Laura Winters reporting. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.